one in eight UK drivers admit that they have fallen asleep at the wheel. Nearly two-fifths say they've been so tired they've been scared they would fall asleep when driving. I think in terms of should we be worried, I think as, you know, as individual drivers, it's something just to be aware of. That's the point of the campaign, is to try and educate people about the risks of driving when you're tired and the warning signs that you can learn to notice while you're driving of when you need to stop and take a break.
Does the problem seem to be getting worse? Is that what you found?
We haven't looked at whether or not the problem's been getting worse. We've taken a snapshot of the time when the research was done and found that it was a problem. You know, historically, we know that drowsy driving or driver fatigue has been a problem for a long time. Research has been done into it over, you know, decades. And we know that it is a contributory factor in fatal and serious accidents. So it's something that drivers do need education about.
Yeah, and I noticed sort of some of the peak times you've listed were sort of from 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. and sort of 2 till 4 p.m. as well. So presumably sort of commuters, you know, in that high risk category and potentially mums and dads on the school run.
So those times that you've listed, they are times to do with our circadian rhythm. So those are times of the day when all people, whether or not you're driving or not, whatever it is you're doing, they are times when the human body is programmed to sleep. It's very difficult to override that sensation. I'm sure most people are familiar with it, that sensation of drowsiness kind of creeping up on you. So at those times of day, that's just something for people to be extra aware of. If you know you're going to be travelling late at night or early in the morning, you need to really plan your journey well. So make sure that you're planning in regular breaks and make sure that you're getting adequate sleep before you begin your journey.
Yeah. Do you think sort of people underestimate the impact that fatigue can have on their driving and tiredness?
I think so. I think one of the things that we know from talking to drivers is that a lot of the time you kind of feel that you can power through. So people will, before they've actually consciously thought, oh, I'm feeling really tired, they might start behaving in certain ways that actually is a sign that you're tired. So they might turn the radio up, they might wind the window down, they might kind of shuffle a bit closer to their seat or start shifting in the seat a bit more. Those are all things we do to try and keep ourselves awake. They will not keep you awake. If you notice that you're doing this when you're driving, it's a sign that you're too tired to be driving and you need to stop and take a break.